President Donald Trump has made dubious boasts of stopping or preventing wars in hotspots around the globe. But in the Western Hemisphere, he's taking a far more combative approach, with bombing attacks, stealth fighters and bombers, the CIA, and now an aircraft carrier strike group. A day earlier, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro released a video with an appeal in English.
Not war, not war. Just peace, just peace, just peace. Forever, forever, forever. Peace forever. No crazy war. No a la guerra loca. No crazy. No crazy war. No crazy war. Please, please, please. Yes, peace. Peace forever. Peace forever. Victory forever defeats. Victory forever defeats.
Maduro's plea came after Trump announced he's authorized the CIA to take covert action against Venezuela. But Maduro's words did not sway President Trump, who followed up with a threat to go beyond attacking supposed drug boats.
So now they're coming in by land, and even the land is concerned because I told them that's going to be next. You know, the land is going to be next.
From there, things only escalated. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced Friday the U.S. has carried out another strike on a suspected drug-running boat, killing six people. It's the 10th such strike since September 2nd, with at least 43 people killed in the attacks. Many experts question the legality of the attacks, and some lawmakers have proposed war powers legislation to block the strikes. But Trump claims he has the legal authority to carry them out.
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know? They're going to be, like, dead. Okay?
And now the Pentagon is deploying its most advanced aircraft carrier to the Caribbean. The USS Gerald Ford, along with its advanced fighter jets and accompanying warships, is being deployed from the Mediterranean to the coast of Venezuela. The escalating moves have brought criticism from Latin American leaders. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called the strikes murder, saying the U.S. government's strategy breaks the norms of international law. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva says he'd like to discuss the issue when he meets with Trump Sunday. He says, you can't just say you're going to invade and fight drug trafficking in other people's land without taking into account the constitution of other countries, the self-determination of peoples, if it goes against the territorial sovereignty of each country. Trump says his actions are a response to drug smuggling by Venezuela, but many observers think Trump is really trying to destabilize the Venezuelan government and remove President Nicolas Maduro from power. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.